This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
You're going to be singing a chorus of Baby It's Cold Outside or any other number of songs that reference the cold as we get started in this hour of the DJV program. D, Doug, J, Victoria. Wait a minute. How about Jennifer's J? Yeah, okay. I don't think we can put... Can we make Jay into Victoria? I don't think so.
You could try. With just the stroke of a pen, you could.
Yes, that's probably right. Okay, well, with a stroke of luck, everybody is here today. And Jennifer, are you going to lead us off with, are we going to talk about the cold or are we going to talk about Trump? What are we doing? What's the story?
We've got to talk about, well, there's just so much, but let's talk about the cold because that has become probably the most immediate, important story in the last couple of days. Mm. There was a University of Iowa student who died after being found unresponsive on campus grounds early on Wednesday as this polar vortex that has gripped the Midwest. Bringing it into, when I say Arctic temperatures, I think it's colder in the Midwest in some parts than it is in Antarctica. That's at least according to one of the reports that I saw. The victim is Gerald Bells, 18, was found behind an academic building in the Iowa City campus of the University of Iowa just before 3 a.m. by campus police. He was a pre-med student, and he was rushed to the hospital where he later died. Obviously, they're not suspecting foul play because there was zero alcohol found in his system, and they believe that this was cold-induced. Just hear a couple of weird voices going on. Now, this is just one of the victims of this polar vortex. Seven other deaths have been linked to this really cold swath of weather that has just dipped down in from the Midwest all the way down to towards the East Coast. There was postal service that was actually canceled in eight states because it was just too dangerous to be outside. There are people without power. There is some good news. I think it is supposed to get a little bit better over the next couple of days, but it just definitely took its toll. And there are families who still are huddling around with no electricity. I just don't know how you do that when you're talking about temperatures of 50 below, 75 below. It's insane. So I can't complain too much. I'm in Los Angeles. My temperature yesterday was 61. How are you guys doing on the East Coast? It's cold.
Yeah, it is cold. The worst situation is Chicago, Minneapolis, Midwestern cities. That's where it is. Basically, life has come to a standstill.
The flights have been canceled because the airplanes can't fly and the utilities are all breaking down. Crazy. Yeah.
Did you see the videos of the Chicago Fire Department setting fire to the train tracks? Because so the commuter trains could actually, they're running over fire. It's the craziest thing. You should Google it. Wow. It's because they didn't want the metal to crack because it was so frozen, and then metal cracks very easily.
Cracks.
So they, in order to prevent all the breakage, they have fire crews out. And again, this is so cold for them to even be outside, but they're setting fire, small flames, all along the tracks so that the trains can just run right over the fire. Which seems dangerous, but I guess that's the only way they figured that they could keep things moving, but it's just crazy.
What it has done also to the highways, the same sort of thing, Victoria, because the roadways, when there is this kind of cold, there is the movement or the lack of movement, the buckling of the macadam, depending on how good the quality is under the road, and the freezing where there was snow, the roads were cleared, obviously, by snowplows, but then with even the slightest bit of moisture, everything freezes. So there are a number of crashes on the roadways. I don't understand why it is the drivers, especially professional drivers. You see some of these truck drivers driving erratically or irregularly or irresponsibly too fast. And most, I wouldn't say all, but many, I'll use the word many, of the wrecks on the highways, especially the bigger roads, are caused by truck drivers not paying attention and thinking or using their own common sense. Now, they get paid by the mile, so the faster they go, the more they can make. And that contributes to some of this as well. But you can look at any number of state police reports, all of them in these upper Midwestern cities, just a mess here, there, and everywhere. And the most important thing to think about, I'm sure this has been repeated 100 times, so maybe I don't overdo it, but I think we touched on this actually yesterday. What happens to your body when it goes into a situation where it's 30, 40, 50, 60 below zero, especially if you're not used to it? Some people in these areas where it's always cold get used to it, but if you're not used to it, your blood vessels dilate and then they constrict. So the temperatures in your body rise and fall. The circulation gets prioritized to send blood into vital organs away from your skin, so you don't have the normal support for your skin. And if there's no blood in there, the circulation freezes your skin. That's what frostbite is. I had it when I was a kid. My feet and my fingers, my toes and my fingers, when I go outside today, they'll get, unless I'm really bundled up and have thick socks on, that sort of thing, and support my fingers, they'll get cold in minutes. Cold weather also pushes up your blood pressure, so if you have high blood pressure, then this is not good either. So if you're able to do it, stay out of the cold. Or you can go out and start your car if you're on your way to work, start it maybe and let it run a little bit. That is providing you don't have thick oil in it and it won't. So if the people get thick oil in the crankcase, the car's not going to start. And that's what happens. A lot of the buses that don't use a thinner or any big truck, a lot of the truckers, they leave the trucks running. So they're not going to freeze up.
I think a lot of school buses wouldn't start. So
well, they don't plug. They don't fix it so that they have plug-ins. They all have the ability to plug them in so that the oil circulates or the water circulates, depending on what kind of a heat pump you've got in the engine. And then they would start. But if you leave them out and just have them sit, very likely, unless you've got a lot of cans of ether, they're not going to start. And when the worst thing you can do is start a car and rev it up. Because that's a sure way. The oil has not gotten around. You got to start it and let the car idle for at least a couple, 3-4 minutes so the oil gets everywhere in the engine. Otherwise, you risk putting a piston through the block of the engine or doing some other internal damage, because if you create friction by starting the engine or running it without oil to lubricate the pistons and other parts of the engine, crankshaft and stuff, you're going to ruin the engine. There'll be a lot of engines that get ruined because people, again, are not taught these sorts of things. Kids, they don't have any knowledge of how the car works. So they rev it up and take off. And then the engine blows up. Oh, what happened to my car? It's common sense, but a lot of common sense is taught when it comes to understanding how things run. So your body...
Also, this is a weather pattern. These are temperatures that most people haven't seen. They've been saying it's been an entire generation since we've had temperatures this cold. So there are also probably some dads and parents, not just kids, who also don't know what to do with their cars.
Well, we had temperatures just like this.
16 below here in New Jersey, and that's we just don't get that kind of weather. You know,
well,
so I'm sure there are plenty of people here doing it wrong.
We had the same. This weather is replicated from February of 2015 when it was this cold. And that's when I stopped milking cows, because the cows were suffering as much as they were. So it's a suffering. It's a time to suffer. Midwest not out of the woods yet, as Jennifer was suggesting. The cold temperatures, to go back to what Victoria was saying, it is, as far as looking at the time scale, the time frame is concerned, been decades since there's 1989. In Minneapolis, 49 degrees below zero there yesterday, and it wasn't that cold. It hasn't been that cold since 1989. So, I'm looking at the 5-day forecast for here where I am on the farm. It'll be 54 degrees on Sunday and close to 60 on Monday. And it's the same thing we did, a week or 10 days ago? Same pattern. So the wind chill is going to give way. Although, if you really want to be warm, you really want to know where the warmest place on the planet is today?
Where is that?
It is in South Africa, Johannesburg, 114 degrees.
Whoa.
Cape Town, 110.
Well, summer for them, I guess we can.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right. That's right. Southern Hemisphere, that's where it is, warmest place. So just think about it. But those maps, you like looking at the maps, the weather people have the purple and the ice blue and the pink and all of that and what it means.
And how you know it's cold.
Yeah. Green Bay is 40 below this morning. Minneapolis, 52 below. Fargo, 54 below. Minot, South Dakota, 46 below. Sioux Falls, 41 below. Des Moines, 43 below. St. Louis, 22 below. Kansas City, 20 below. Indianapolis, 27 below. Memphis is 16 above. Atlanta is 16 this morning. It's supposed to go up to 60, though, by the weekend there, right? For the game?
I don't know if it's going to be 60, but it'll be, I think.
It's indoors, 50, so 50. I think we looked it up. It was going to be in the 50s and 60s, so I think they're going to be fine at the Super Bowl.
Right. Won't make a whole lot of difference. So that's the story. The harbors, now where you are down there in New Jersey, how close are you? You can throw a rock to the water where you are.
Yeah.
Right, Victoria? Yeah.
Yeah,
and where do you see is the water freezing up there in the ocean? Very, you know, the salt water doesn't freeze as quickly as the fresh water does. So you don't usually see.
Yeah, yesterday I was out for a little bit running errands and kind of stocking up on food because today is going to be the colder day. It's 16 below right now with the wind. It's probably going to get a little bit worse. But the wind is really, it's so strong that the water is moving so rapidly and it's so choppy that it doesn't even have time to freeze. So our wind is actually kind of the biggest problem along the shore today. But we got just the slightest dusting of snow, and it's pretty much all gone already. So I don't know if you got snow. I know parts of the country got a lot of snow along the coast. We just really didn't get anything. But the wind is the hardest thing to deal with.
Last night I was out about 6 o'clock. Daisy and I took a little trip to do some errands and that sort of thing. I didn't go out of the house much yesterday. And it started to snow, and it was white out for about an hour. I actually couldn't see anything. I fiddled with my windshield wipers, and then I could see for a while, drove a little bit further and clean them off again. And I have a new car with a powerful, with very powerful defrosters, but it still didn't keep up with what was on the windshield. So
how many inches did you get?
Well, I only got a couple. It went away. It was faster. Yeah. It blew in an hour.
A lot of the East Coast, because we got a little bit. It was just gulls. So there was so much wind that all the snow was blowing around. It wasn't really amounting to that much.
Yeah. But it's so cold, it's so dry, Kara. Yeah. Easy to clean. Easy to move. Easy to get out of the way. So we had about an inch yesterday morning and another inch yesterday evening, and that pretty much was it. But it is wintertime, and there will be these sorts of things. Granted, is it fun? No, not at all. Not any fun. Here's a natural way for you to shed weight without resorting to diet pills. A lot of people think that they can go on a diet, and they're looking at the Oprah diet here. Somebody just sent me an email. So there are a lot of diet pill prescriptions that have been written, a lot of weight loss book sales. There are people who are trying to do it. $20 billion, do you believe this? $20 billion has been spent already this year on weight loss.
And
January isn't it? Yeah, we're into the last day of January. $20 billion has been spent on these various approaches. So let me have you spend a couple of bucks and lose weight and be the integrity of Calitrin is without question. They've been around for 30-some-odd years, and they have proven their worth. Healthy, healthy, healthy. All natural, using collagen as the main ingredient, which is what creates and promotes lean, healthy muscle. You exercise, push the fat out, lose the weight that way, and then support the rest of your body because collagen is natural to your body. It's good for your joints, good for everything. Lose the weight. Be smart. Go to toploss.com. You're going to save 10% using the code DJV on what you buy. Toploss.com for Calitrin. No more prescription pills. Little exercise, use the Calitrin method, and your body will be healthy and happy. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for 10% savings.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours.
I kind of like this guy.
I
haven't heard too much from him lately. Jason Mraz. He and Kobe Calais, Rick Springfield, Rita Wilson, Pablo Cruz are among the artists who are going to perform at the Music Strong Borderline Victims Benefit Concert. Yes, another benefit concert for the Borderline Nightclub in Thousand Oaks. Takes place the 10th of next month at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. All the proceeds from the event will go to Ventura County Community Foundation for the victims of this horror at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks. 12 people dead, a lot of people injured. Next night at Thousand Oaks Civic Center, Fred Cavilli, the theater there, the Academy of Country Music's Lifting Lives philanthropic branch, hosting the ACM Borderline Strong benefit for the victims as well. Proceeds going to the Community Foundation, the victims fund they have there. So we talked about this before. Appearance at the February 11th show will be Cassidy Pope and Jimmy Allen, Trace Adkins, Tyler Rich. Jennifer, you think Trace Adkins is kind of putting this together?
I don't know if he's putting it together, but I know that there's the Academy behind them that is helping coordinate all these things.
Yeah. There was a benefit on the 13th of this month with REO Speedwagon, Richard Marx, Eddie Money, and others, raising about $360,000 for the Community Foundation there in Ventura County to aid not only those affected by the borderline shooting, but also the people in the fires. There were a lot of fires in that area, too.
They happened within a day, like literally 24 or 36 hours of
disaster.
Each other, so.
Yeah, right. All right, next up, musically, at 26 after the hour here on the DJV program with Jen, Victoria, Kara, and I, listening to Garth Brooks now, who's going to make a couple of appearances during the Country Radio Seminar in Nashville coming up, a rare solo acoustic performance in the Bridgestone Arena there. This will be the 13th of next month. His one-man show promises to be sort of intimate, yet a big affair, reminiscent of his Las Vegas theater residency, Garth at the Wynn, which took place from 2008 to 2014. Those shows, which marked Brooks's first series of performances since retiring in 98, remember he stopped because of his children, and the shows focused on his early influences with him sort of regaling the audience with stories and performing acoustic snippets of all of his hits. He'll also be on hand on the 14th of next month for an in-depth town-style discussion with the vice president of Amazon, Steve Boom. Amazon Music is the now exclusive digital outlet for Brooks's musical catalog, which he withheld from streaming services. Remember that, until a couple of years ago?
That was huge. His fans were just like, Garth, are you ever going to be on a streaming service? Yeah.
Yeah. So that's scheduled for the 13th, 14th, and 15th of next month at the Omni Hotel in Nashville, where they have the Country Radio Seminar pretty much every year. It's a big conference. It's for radio people in the country world. 50th anniversary this year of that. I went 1 year. I was invited. I don't know. I never knew why. I was a speaker, but they wanted somebody from talk radio to be there, so I went and interviewed a lot of country stars. It was kind of fun, actually. Speaking of fun, Garth announced Fun as the title of his upcoming studio album, set for release in the spring. We're talking about spring! Hooray! It's spring!
That feels good.
Finally! Yeah, right. The Garth Brooks Stadium Tour kicks off in March in St. Louis, with more dates on the books for Glendale, Arizona, Gainesville, Florida, Minneapolis, Pittsburgh, that sort of thing. So Garth is at it, pleasing his fans and a lot of folks who like him. He's a good, he's a very likable guy, it would seem. 28 after here on the DJV program.
Under the Hood. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Cronicky. If you look under the hood of a race car, you'll see components and parts that make up an extremely powerful engine. If you look into the head of a human, you'll see a brain that built that powerful race car engine. Under the hood of our skulls is a 3-pound universe whose imagination has no limits, no boundaries. And then, somewhere along the way, we allow others to influence us to impose limits on our boundless minds. But why? Or perhaps more importantly, what can we do about it? Quite frankly, we can unfetter whatever ties us to the belief that we have limits. In fact, for you, right here and now, is the time and place to step back and recognize the power that's under your proverbial hood. Your mind has no limits. For more on inspiration and motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Midwest states continue to reel from some of the coldest temperatures in a generation. At least 9 people in that region have died because of it. And in Chicago, the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, says,
"This is a historic cold, obviously. But Chicagoans are historically strong and united in the face of adversity, and this cold weather event is no different."
The Northeast and Mid-Atlantic also feeling the impacts of this Arctic cold, but it's all going to get a bit better by later today. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell speaking out about the officiating controversy in the NFC Championship game, a no-call on a seemingly obvious pass interference penalty by the Rams, preventing the Saints from potentially advancing to the Super Bowl. Goodell says they'll look at all possible solutions to the problem, but says officiating will never be perfect because of the human element. And this is USA Radio News.
cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Let's get ourselves resituated here. We patched together the day. It's Thursday, the 31st of January, end of month one. We have 1/12 of the year behind us already. How about them apples?
There we go. I'm going to beat you over the head with my chair. I'm sorry. I just, you know what? I'm actually going to, I know I don't have a lot of authority here, but yes, what have I been with you now? Like almost 13 years? So I think I get to pull rank one time and make a new rule. Let's stop wishing away our life. For the guy who is all about the power of now, I know, it drives me nuts. You're always talking about the power of now. So let's just say, wow, it's only January 31st. How about that?
It's only January 31st, and wow.
Thank you.
A lot of things going on. All right.
I'm gonna bog the people down with the fact that they're going to have to get their Christmas decorations out again.
Jen just put hers away yesterday, so come on.
I know.
Next up is Valentine's Day. What are we going to do for Valentine's Day? 2 weeks from tomorrow, Valentine's Day. You ready?
I think. I've already purchased, like, some gifts and cards.
Of course you have. You've already bought Christmas gifts.
Cards? Multiple? Who do you give Valentine's cards to?
I give cards to Jeff, my mom and dad, some of my friends. Yeah.
Some
Jeff's kids. So, yeah, I actually get kind of suckered into buying a lot of cards.
Actually, that's a good reminder for me because I'm supposed to send them to everyone in my family, and I haven't done it yet. So
I'm here performing a public service.
I don't send Valentine's cards to anybody except
what is
just
your
my
problem?
Husband. I don't know, because Valentine's is about you, like your lover, not like
it's
your,
about,
you know,
it's about people
family.
Who you love, please.
No,
when I was
a
little
romantic
kid, my dad used to send me flowers, just like my mom.
I think that depends on your family tradition. My family's always exchanged them, and also when you're perpetually single, sometimes you have to give them to other people. So
actually, that's not a bad point. My friends and I exchanged Valentine's Day gifts. It's kind of like our tradition now, because when we were young and single and fun... Back
young and single and fun. That's the definition.
Exchange.
That's your description, Kara.
Yeah, young. We exchange Valentine's tickets.
Yeah, perfect. All right, before we get to discussion of sports and other things we can celebrate today, it's time for Victoria to turn on her magical mouth and give us an update with a...
Well, this is technically a sports story. Billy Crystal is in the news. He's trending right now. And he played an NBA ref in the movie Forget Paris. But he is actually going to get to experience the NBA for real. He's actually going to join the Los Angeles Clippers play-by-play guy, Ralph Lawler. And he will help call the game against the Lakers at the Staples Center today. And he has been a Clippers season ticket holder since 1985. He is definitely their most recognizable fan. And he approached the team last year with a special request that he wanted to sit in with Lawler at the end of the season, because Lawler has been the voice for 40 years of the Clippers. And so Billy Crystal wanted to join him on a broadcast to pay tribute. And he said, Ralph is a fantastic broadcaster and a wonderful man. And he said, I'm looking forward to calling a game with him. He's a Hall of Famer in my book. So that'll be a little extra fun for the Clippers fans today. Maybe not so much for the Lakers fans, but hey, that'll be at the Staples Center tonight. So good luck to Billy Crystal.
So Jack Nicholson likes the, he likes...
Lakers.
The Lakers.
Lakers,
okay.
Yeah.
So...
And I don't know that he's been at the Laker games as much lately. Isn't Jack Nicholson a little bit sick?
He went with his son. His son took him to a game recently, but he can't go anywhere by himself anymore. He's really
so sad.
He's like well into his 80s, right?
Well,
no,
I think he's
well, just
he
barely
Alzheimer's?
Into his 80s, isn't he? He's got well, he's
I heard
got
dementia or something, right?
Results of having a big drug habit all through his adult life, and that didn't help him out any. That's for sure. But his son has paid a lot of attention to him, and that's kind of cool. Takes him wherever, you know, they go to the games together, they do dinners together, they take time. It's good. At any rate, well, it's good, you know, at the end of life to have people in your family really care about you and take care of you, because that's really what families are all about. Now, I'm going to celebrate National Hot Chocolate Day before I get into what Roger Goodell finally did. What a horse's patoot he is. Hold on, though, for that until we celebrate National Hot Chocolate Day, the polar vortex just in time. I love good hot chocolate, rich hot chocolate with milk. There are a few beverages that are deeply rooted in the culture of our collective childhoods, like hot chocolate. How many here enjoyed hot chocolate or still do?
I had some yesterday.
Yeah,
I like it. I'm a powder mixed with water, though. I can't do the milk.
Oh, no, it's awful. It's not.
Gotta like, I like the old carnation with some hot water. Perfect.
Yeah.
I got Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate, which is surprisingly thick and rich. It's very good. I don't know what it's made with, but it was very good.
No, there's no milk in that either. But hot chocolate has many health benefits, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, biochemical compounds, even increases the microcirculation in your skin, so that's why it's good on this cold, cold Thursday. Reminds us maybe of rainy days when you were younger, maybe skiing or sledding, that's what it reminds me of. We had a hill behind our house and we had a toboggan. I actually still have the same toboggan. Never use it, but we go down the hill and we had those we had those aluminum discs. Any of you even know what I'm talking about? Anybody ever
sit on them, right?
Yeah.
Well, I've never seen them in real life, but I saw them. That's the thing that Clark Griswold, right?
Yeah.
He rides with the super spray.
Well, some of them made out of plastic, some of them out of aluminum. They were just fun because you get on them and you wouldn't be able to control. Toboggans and sleds you can control. Well, toboggans you have to lean into the direction that you want to go. Sleds actually have, with the runners, you have a little bit of a sort of a torsion push, pull rod or a piece of wood across the front of it. But it's hot chocolate after all of that. Wow. So to celebrate today, National Hot Chocolate Day, there's a lot of hot chocolate recipes. There's Mexican hot chocolate. You put chili powder or maybe tequila in it. There's white hot chocolate. That's very, I like white hot chocolate. White chocolate, put little bits of white chocolate in it. I don't know why they call it white chocolate because it really isn't, but it's white candy. And then there's a cream de menthe hot chocolate, gingerbread hot chocolate, all of those things. So if that makes you feel like it's yummy time, help yourself. Go find some good hot chocolate. But it's so you warm up the milk and use milk with it, or a little, like I do, a little ice cream is good, and a little vanilla ice cream. It's better than a hot toddy, I'll tell you that. Okay, before we get to TV report, I thought we ought to talk for a minute about Roger Goodell speaking out about the no call in the NFC Championship game a week and a half ago. His response was, these things happen.
Well, he's right. The thing that makes this one notable is that it happened in a championship game. But these things happen all throughout the season. Now, that doesn't mean it's any less painful for the New Orleans Saints or their fans. It stinks that it happened during a championship game. And maybe, and they're probably investigating a rule change, but if they started and went through instant replay and checks on all of these calls, you know how long football games would be? They would be hours longer, and that's what the danger of this is. It stinks to get a bad call, and it stinks that it happened during a championship game. But the league is like, well, what do we do? Do we try to change the rules, and then do we extend the length of the games, and then does that impact our viewership? It's a crazy
reality
situation
is not
to be
good.
In, that's for sure.
Yeah, not good reality. So here's another item from New Orleans, the Pelicans. Have a player named Anthony Davis who has requested to be traded. He was fined $50,000 the other day after his agent went public with his trade request. And interesting how these things work, basically unions, the leagues. He's 25 years old. He's been kind of rumored to be a popular trade candidate, but it wasn't until Monday that the intention of Mr. Davis clear, and right away the NBA said, $50,000, you're not supposed to talk about these things in public. That, by the way, this guy wants $25 million a season. That's the kind of money the basketball players are making now. I don't know that there's as much attention paid to, pardon the pun, to basketball and what those guys make versus the big paid football players, highly paid football players.
I think it's the opposite.
Players.
I think there's
really
more attention on how much basketball players make.
When you've got people like LeBron and everyone on the Golden State Warriors.
James Harden and Kevin Durant.
I didn't know that.
Steph Curry not making that kind of money. Yeah, I feel like the NBA makes so much more money than the other leagues.
Huh. So the Lakers want him. The Celtics want him. The Knicks want him. So he must be a good player. I don't know anything about the guy. I just noticed this. And when I saw the amount of money he was making attached to it and all of the hoopla about him saying, I want to, be traded.
I think he just wants to go to a team that's got a shot at a championship.
Yeah.
I don't follow basketball, but that's what I've heard. That I think that he said he loved his time in New Orleans. It's a great city. He loves the fans. But I think that at his level, he just wants to go to a team where he's got a shot at a championship.
So here's a kid who's in high school. Who is trying to get into this? Is some this? I think this is a LeBron kind of thing. Tell me if I'm wrong. Oh, you know the story of a fellow named James Kane from Kentucky. He's quite a well-known coach, and he's been nosing around at a couple of players, including a fellow named Tevin Brown of Alabama. So the controversy here is getting these kids in high school to think about playing professionally or to go to college, which is the way to go. Remember when, maybe you don't remember, I remember all the hoopla in the Cleveland about LeBron when he got out of high school, went right to play for the NBA. And a lot of people said, oh, no, you got to go to college. You got to do that. No, I don't want to do that. And he sort of educated himself. I mean, there's certainly no flies on LeBron. He's a very educated, articulate guy who's done very, very, very well. So maybe this kid is the next LeBron. I'm not sure. But that was interesting to see all these.
I think everyone's been looking for the next LeBron since LeBron.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah, I think it's fine as long as the coaches are responsible and actually help educate the kids, because I think one of the biggest issues when you come from high school, you've got no education on like funds, you've never had your own money before, and then suddenly you go into the NBA and you've got millions of dollars and you've got these kids who are buying Ferraris and getting pulled over and getting DUIs and stuff because they have no idea.
There's an episode of Ballers that pretty much was about that. Okay, let me ask you one question. Why, this is sort of a TV question, Jennifer, and a sports question. The NFL has canceled the Super Bowl news conference that Maroon 5 would normally have because apparently the Maroon 5 guys are upset about how the league treated Colin Kaepernick. Is that right?
No, the league doesn't want questions about Colin Kaepernick.
Oh.
And that's what they are afraid of. So this is, they've never canceled this press conference before. Gaga did it. All the performers do this press conference to kind of hype up the performance. But they said this year, they said, oh, well, we're just going to let the performance speak for itself. They just, they don't want questions about.
Was it Maroon 5 or the NFL?
No, it was the NFL. The NFL did it.
Because I thought they were upset because people were upset about the show.
Well, could be. So, Jennifer, the Fox show Masked Singer getting a second.
What was that?
Somebody having a drink?
That's so gross.
That was me.
That's sober up here, gang.
I'm not boozing on the job. It's just water.
Was that a net? I thought it was like more like a neti pot sound.
Yes.
Like, who's clearing their sinus cavity?
No, that's not it. No. Okay, the truth is, all right, so I've got, like, my metal thermos here, and so I'm at the bottom of it, and I have lemon water, and there was a seed, so I didn't want to swallow the seed.
Okay. Seeds are good for you, by the way.
All right,
so anyway. Yeah, they are. They're good for your insides. Anyway, you know me. I know. I'm Dr. Doug. I practice without a license. Come on, Victoria. You're in league with that. The Fox folks.
It's been renewed.
What is this? I saw a little bit of one episode one night.
Victoria likes it, but it's where they take celebrities, I think, from all walks of life, and they put them in some weird costume with the big mask on them, and then they sing before a panel of people, and they try to figure out who the people are. Am I right, Victoria? Isn't that kind of the...
Yeah, they give you clues about who the person is, and the clues are... Sometimes they're sort of easy to figure out, but most of the time they're not. So we only know for sure one of the characters is Gladys Knight. And one of them is Donny Osmond, but we don't know who the others are unless they've been unmasked. Terry Bradshaw was unmasked already, and Margaret Cho, the comedian, was unmasked. I didn't see last night, so I don't know. I don't want spoilers.
Don't give it away. All right, Jen. Last night was a wasteland of repeats. I can tell you that.
Well, actually, there was a little bit of programming, but tonight is, well, first, today, all through the day, if you're stuck inside because it's cold, Epix is doing a Stephen King marathon. How fun does that sound? A little snow day, a little
scared.
Kind of fun on Epix. All right, on history, it's the season premiere of Swamp People tonight. It's centered on Washington, D.C. No, I'm just kidding. It's centered in Louisiana. That starts at 9 o'clock on history. 30 for 30, Dion's double play, Neon Dion, Deion Sanders, will be featured on ESPN at 9 o'clock. Tonight, ABC, all new with Grey's Anatomy, Million Little Things, and How to Get Away with Murder. CBS, also all new tonight, The Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, Mom, Fam, it's their night of sitcoms. And on Fox, Gotham is brand new at 8.
All right, 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't.
It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Let's get into the information from the world of technology, shall we? Together, it's Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour, Thursday the 31st of January. The highlight is Apple again. This time they're teaming up with the world's largest airline and probably poorest run. We're American Airlines, nothing special in the air. So Victoria Keelan has that story for us.
Yes, Apple has announced it's partnering with American Airlines to provide Apple Music subscribers access to their streaming app on flights without having to pay for the in-flight Wi-Fi. Now, this is great news if you are an Apple Music customer, because it's really, we know how just ineffective onboard Wi-Fi is. No matter how much, if you pay for it or not, it doesn't matter. It's always terrible. So they're going to be bypassing all of that with this new partnership. And so Apple Music customers can access their music on any American airline domestic flight that has the Viasat satellite Wi-Fi. I'm not sure how many of their planes have that, but I believe it's the majority of them. And that starts on February 1st. So it's the first time Apple Music has partnered with an airline. And if you are a subscriber to Apple Music, you'll be able to stream it on any device that has Apple Music, your PC, your laptop, your iPhone, iPad, Android devices, and Macs. And so it's a convenient perk for Apple Music customers, but a lot of people are kind of, there's a bit of a backlash already with this. They're saying that that this service undermines competition and the net neutrality principles. So offering free data for specific apps, choosing certain things over the others, is basically what California has banned in the past. And so that now they're saying that the fact that onboard Wi-Fi is still a developing technology, Apple offering these services gives an early edge it gives them an early edge over competitors like Spotify and Tidal, who don't have airline partnerships. I think that this is probably just the smartest thing Apple can do by getting out ahead of all of this. I don't think net neutrality will come into play with this, because even if California wants to challenge this, I'm sure American, wherever their hub is, it's not California, so I'm sure they'll be able to get around that.
They got a hub,
but their main, someone
main
already made a legal argument.
And,
yeah, that they're gonna use that as their argument. So that's where their business is actually run from. So I don't think that net neutrality rules are going to apply. But hey, if you're an Apple Music subscriber, or if you're not, you might want to start at least with a free trial and see how it works if you have to fly domestically.
All right, Arlo has unveiled a new DIY home security system. Let's find out how it works.
The Geek Out.
Arlo, famous for their battery-powered security cameras, have unveiled their own DIY home security system. Arlo's system consists of an all-in-one multi-sensor that handles all kinds of things like smoke and CO2 detection, but also movement in a room or when doors or windows are open, temperature changes, and can even alert you to odd sounds like gas or water leaks. Now, the sensor pairs to the cameras to turn on for video recording, and there's a separate siren that can be reprogrammed to make different sounds based on different scenarios. So, like, if somebody's not knocking on the back door unexpectedly, a dog barking instead of a loud siren. The Arlo security system is due later this year, but we've posted a preview link from its CES debut at the Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
All right, let's keep moving here, Victoria. Criterion Movie. Oops, say it again, Doug. The Criterion Movie Channel is launching a new service.
Yes, they are. Criterion will launch its forthcoming streaming service, which is called the Criterion Channel. That will happen on April 8th, and they've opened up signups for subscribers already. The platform will showcase the company's library of classic feature films. They have some short films in there. They've got master classes with directors and things like that. If you are a movie buff, this is probably for you. This may not be for the mainstream. The subscriptions will run for $10.99 a month, or you can pay in advance for $99 a year. Now, if you're a charter subscriber, meaning you sign up now before April 8th, then you get a slight discount. It's $9.99 a month or $89 for the year. And Criterion says that subscribers will have access to their entire streaming library, which is constantly being refreshed with selections of Hollywood, international, art house, and independent films. And early subscribers will have immediate access to a weekly film, and then the rest of the programming comes online in April on a variety of devices: desktop, iOS, Android, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, and Roku. So it's yet another streaming service that you can add to your monthly bills, which we already have a lot of them.
Yep. The Taiwanese company Foxconn, electronic company, building a factory in Wisconsin, and apparently public funds have been set aside as an incentive package for them, but they make phones and stuff.
Foxconn? I don't know. I don't know what they make.
Yeah, something like that. All right. Anyway, that's the story, and then some at 59 after. This is the
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.